T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Joe Beningo and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe, on WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no, gotta go to Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe.
All right, 4:06 on The Fan, hour 3 of our radio program. Joe and Evan in the afternoon, 877-337-6666 is the phone number. Here at 6 o'clock, Mike, of course, Francesa will come your way. Pete Hoffman in Manhattan, Ernie Acosta in Yonkers. We're live from the Town Fair Tire studio. Nobody, 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 and nobody on top of that beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody.
Lance Zierlein, NFL.com, draft guru. Lance, how you doing?
Hi, Lance. How are you?
Doing good. How you doing?
Good. So I think we've narrowed it down that the Giants are definitely taking an offensive lineman at 4. But here's where it gets tricky. We were talking to our Giant guy. He's in favor of Andrew Thomas. I've read people that say, go take Jedrick Wills. But what about Mekhi Becton? He's got the biggest, you know, potential of being a star. Where do you fall with the big offensive lineman on how the Giants should go at 4, assuming they have their pick of the litter?
Well, I mean, if we're just going off the tape, it's Jedrick Wills. Is a guy, and he can play. We know he can play right. I think there's a belief that he can play left tackle as well. He's got the feet for it, but you just have to, you know, you weren't able to get your offensive line coaches out there, your line coach, and work with him and find out if his pass sets were as clean and if he had that muscle memory. So, you know, that's one concern if you want to look at left versus right. The upside for Becton is very, very high, as you mentioned. He is a true left tackle, despite his enormous size. Problem is, he's got a diluted sample. He has he has had issues with his weight in the past. There are some concerns. He's a little bit boom or bust. So there's that concern. Andrew Thomas, to me, it doesn't always look pretty, but he gets guys blocked. He's played right tackle, he's played left tackle, and he's done it in the SEC. And then when you look at Wirfs has the best body composition. He has the best athletic profile. But of the four, I think he has the least impressive of the tape. So it's a tough, to me, it should be a home run for Jedrick Wills, but I don't think it's going to be. And I think there's some concerns about whether or not, you know, Wills has gotten glowing reviews from that Alabama staff. And if that's in play, depending on how an NFL team, you know, factors that in, that could hurt him a little bit, despite the fact that he's really talented. So, you know, I think the people I talk to around the league, they think it's going to be Wirfs because they believe that he has, you know, kind of the body type that Gettleman's going to like, and he's going to be considered one of the cleaner prospects out there. But I would have no problem drafting Andrew Thomas. Andrew Thomas, to me, I know what I'm getting with Andrew Thomas. He's one of the safest. He's not the most talented tackle, right, but I think he might be the safest of the four tackles we talked about.
Lance, what about this rumor that we're hearing now about the Dolphins, that they're looking to jump ahead of the Giants, or, you know, get to 4 or whatever they're looking to do, to take an offensive lineman, not, you know, not even the quarterback? You buy that? I mean, what about that?
Well, so what they could do is package their picks to move up, and the back end picks to try to move up to number 3 and keep 3 and 5. I think they would love to do that. Now, is that possible? I don't know if the Lions are willing to do that, but they might. If it means multiple first-round picks, they might be willing to do that.
So
that would be a little bit more interesting. And obviously, if they move ahead of the Giants, it's for one reason. It's to get their pick of the litter in terms of the offensive tackle, which would mean the second pick, you know, you would assume as a quarterback, but there's really no telling right now with Miami because they have quite a few needs. And so there's going to be some awfully talented defensive players on the board at number five as well to factor in if they were to make that jump. Now, if they jump three to five, if they jump from, they use the five picks and move to three, it's definitely an offensive tackle. There's no reason to move ahead of the Giants if that's the case. There's no reason.
Right.
And the Giants have been mocked with Tristan Wirfs so often that I almost wonder if Miami would be taking worse for them to jump up there, because with so many talented tackles relative to most drafts, you must really have one guy you really, really want if you want to get ahead of the Giants. Because if not, you sit there and take another talented guy right behind him.
If Miami and the Chargers pass on Tua, he could fall. I mean, looking especially at the teams picking behind them in Carolina and Arizona and Jacksonville, what do you think is going to happen? I mean, we're going to finally get this answer in 24 hours, but the mystery of Tua, what do you think ends up happening tomorrow night with him?
Well, so my guess is when push comes to shove, he wouldn't get past six. I think the Chargers just have there's just too much money to be made with a pick of Tua, and it's more than that. It's energizing a fan base that doesn't care about you. You don't have a fan base. You left your fan base, and now LA doesn't care about the Chargers like the San Diego fans do. And so getting Tua there would energize the fan base. It would make them more relevant. It would give fans some hope headed into 2021. Because I'm not sure what kind of factor he'll be next year. And I just think ultimately the tickets that would be sold, the ability to create energy going into a new stadium, even if he doesn't play, I think that would be a really big deal for the Chargers. So I think it'd be hard to pass on him. If they do, then I don't think – then Tua's going to get drafted by somebody we don't expect, because I don't think it's going to be 9. And then you get to 10, it's not going to be 10. It's not going to be the Jets. I mean, that's a – you could say Raiders, but I don't think it would be the Raiders. In that case, I think someone like the Saints might trade up. I think somebody like Bill Belichick might trade up. And I think it will be the rich getting richer with a chance to say, we got a guy right now that can play quarterback. We'll sit Tua for a year, and then we'll come back and take a shot with a guy who has high-end talent.
What do you see the Jets doing at 11? How do you see that playing out?
I think the Jets are going to be in pretty good shape. I know they're probably sweating whether or not they'll be able to get an offensive tackle. The nightmare scenario, it really is if Miami moves to 3, because then it turns into tackle, back-to-back, 3 and 4.
Right.
You got to avoid the landmines at number 8 and then number 10. And you have to hope that number 6 doesn't surprise you with a tackle instead of a quarterback as well. So I think the Jets are hoping that one of those tackles falls to them. I don't know if any of them would be off their board. I would hope not, because that would limit what they could do. But I do think the Jets will get their hands on a tackle at number 11. If they don't, wouldn't be surprised to see them trade out unless, you know, a dominant defensive player like an Isaiah Simmons has slid down the board. And I can't see Simmons getting past number 8.
You mentioned a scenario I've been thinking a lot about, and that's the fact that those 4 guys are gone by the time you get to 11. Can you still see it happening even if Miami doesn't do the trade-up to take an offensive lineman? Could you see Giants take a tackle, and then maybe we get a run on them starting at 7 to the point where there's no one sitting there at 11?
Yeah, well, you have to have quarterback. You have to have at least one quarterback go. The problem's going to be if you have 2 quarterbacks go, for example, so if the trade is not made, if they sit still, it could still be quarterback. But even if Tua or a quarterback goes 5, 6 could be a tackle for sure. I mean, that's a big need at number 6. I can't see 7 doing it, but I could see number 8, Arizona, potentially looking at tackle. And then you're going to have teams like the Tampa Bay Bucks who want to trade up. They're already inquiring inside the top 10, and it's presumably for a tackle. So all of a sudden, the Jets could be just sitting ducks because 10's going to get a tackle. Mm. If Tampa Bay moves in there, they're getting a tackle. And so the Jets right now are in a very precarious situation, because if Tampa trades in front of the Jets, it's probably for a tackle.
Yes.
And now you've got 4, you've got 10, and you've got wherever Tampa goes, all with tackle drafts. And you got to hope one doesn't go in any of those other spots.
Interesting. Lance, we know you got to run. We appreciate a couple minutes today. Thank you.
You got it, guys. I appreciate it.
Right, Lance Zierlein, NFL.com. I think that scenario feels more realistic today than it ever did.
Hey, look, if they do that, then I think I think the only way that I would say at that point, bro, I think you got to probably take a one of the receivers and then try to get your offensive lineman in the second round. I mean, I guess.
Yeah, because you're reaching if you're drafting a guy like Austin Jackson there at 11.
The only way I would say not is if Simmons somehow fell to 11. And if Simmons was sitting there, I think you got to take him, don't you, if you're the Jets? I mean, I understand it's not really a need with all the linebackers they got, especially if you're going to see Mosley and Avery come back. But if this guy is so good and what we're hearing about him, and he's sitting there at 11, wouldn't you have to take him?
Well, but if you're getting your pick of the litter at receiver as deep as this class is, I mean, I've heard comparisons of Jerry Jeudy to DeAndre Hopkins. And if I'm getting that, I wouldn't want to pass on that, despite how deep the receiver class actually is.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting.
I don't know if that guy Simmons is there, man. What we've heard so much about him, and I understand. Look, I mean, defense. The Jets are always seemingly drafting defense. You know,
yes.
Outside of Darnold.
Yes.
You know, really, and Sanchez. You know, they basically draft defense for the last 10 years. But if that kind of guy is sitting there, I mean, wouldn't they have to think about it?
The last, forgetting Darnold and Sanchez, like you said, the last offensive player they took in the first round was Dustin Keller at 30.
Right. And that was when they had two first round picks.
Yes. They of course screwed up the first round pick because it was Vernon Golston.
Right.
And before that it was the Mangold DeBrick draft, which was great, which helped build a team for a bunch of years.
Of course.
So it's few and far between where we see the Jets go offense in the first round.
Exactly. So it's going to be a very interesting night.
I can't wait. Interesting. I'm excited.
And the first couple rounds are going to be, because Friday night is what? Friday night's round 2 and 3 Friday?
Right. Yep.
So, I mean, that's going to be an interesting night, too. You know, because you get the Jets have four, you know, they got 3 picks the second night.
They do. They got a couple of third round picks. And who knows? I mean, we'll see. There could be trades being made, especially, like, I think, and Tino brought this up when he was on, the Giants taking their early second round pick and moving back to get an extra pick maybe later in the second round or earlier in the third round. So,
to try to make up for the Leonard Williams' ass? Did you ask
yes.
about Leonard Williams? Did you mention that to the team?
Well, they did get a comp pick back for Leonard Williams. The problem is it's at the end of the third round. It's 99 overall.
Right, okay.
So, and remember, the Jet pick is 68.
Right,
so
no, I know that. I know that.
They ended up moving back basically a full round when you really think about it.
Right.
We'll come back. We'll get back to your phone calls and a little Xavier McDaniel investigation.
Tell me what you came up with, because that, like, I told you what I always felt the scenario had been.
Yes, you believed. You believe that there was a conspiracy to kind of get him away from the Knicks.
Yes.
I did a lot of research on this last night because I was fascinated by it. I wasn't telling you you're wrong. Right. You could be right.
Riley's the coach at this point, too.
Yes. So I'll tell you what I found. Plus, we'll get to your calls. John Heyman later on in the Bodingo Bracket of Pain at 5. We are with you until 6.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.